authorities in New South Wales are warning the number of COVID-19 infections is likely to grow. There have now been at least 8 locally acquired cases in Sydney since Tuesday. That is a worrying development after the state had gone 12 straight days without recording a positive test outside of hotel quarantine. It has also emerged a student at Macquarie University in the city's northwest has tested positive for COVID-19, and that has raised fears of a third cluster. Queensland's Premier will today reveal whether a plan to reopen borders with New South Wales will be pushed back. Anastasia Palaszczuk yesterday gave New South Wales authorities 24 hours to trace the origins of several new locally acquired cases in Sydney. Victoria, meanwhile, is continuing to see its important 14-day average falling. It now sits at 9.7. Yesterday, the state recorded 11 new cases and no deaths. Authorities are still concerned by the number of mystery cases. They currently stand at 14. And Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese has used his budget reply to commit Labor to a massive overhaul of the childcare system. Mr. Albanese has told Parliament a future Labor government will strive to make affordable childcare universal to get more mothers back into the workforce. He has promised to increase the maximum childcare subsidy to 90% for low-income earners and also scrap an annual cap for most high-income families.